Singer-songwriter John Hiatt doesn't waste time when he makes a record. His 1987 album Bring the Family took only 4 days to make. It was a hit and established Hiatt's reputation as a great performer and songwriter. Nearly a dozen albums later, Hiatt repeated his 4-day schedule when he recorded his latest release, Crossing Muddy Waters. A departure from Hiatt's other rock-inflected albums, this one is a mostly acoustic album. Hiatt had a chance to demonstrate that sound during a recent visit to NPR. He performed a few songs from the new CD, including the title track.
Baby's crying and the daylight's gone. That big old tree is groaning in a rush of wind and a river song. I can hear my true love moaning, crying for her baby child. Oh, crying for her husband, crying 'cause that river's wild. Take her from her loved ones, left me in my tears to drown. She left a baby daughter, now the river's wide and deep and brown. She's crossing muddy water, now the river's wide and deep and brown. She's crossing muddy waters.
Well, not a happy tale.
No, but the music's bouncy, isn't it?
You do that a lot here. You've got up-tempo, wonderful music, and the lyrics are like somebody shot your dog.
I know. Yeah, I love that. I love that kind of music. Don't you? You know, I love to sit around and commiserate, but enjoy doing it at the same time. You know?
Where do you come up with these things? There's a couple of lines in Take It Back. We were shooting for the sun. I guess the darkness finally won.
Usually the lyrics are the last thing I do when I write a song.
Really?
And a lot of people think that that's what I start with. But it's the music, for me, it's the music that always inspires the lyric. And a lot of times, you know, I'll be playing a riff or a set of chords and I'll start singing against them some kind of melody, and the melody will take shape and I'll be just making sounds, you know. You know, whatever. And sometimes a word or a phrase will just fly out of that. Like, baby, what'd you do? Why, you know, something will just come out. And the melody has sort of shaped it, you know.
Do you feel up to lift up every stone?
I could probably lift up at least a couple of pebbles. It's early, but...
that's why I guess.
Sister, gotta lift up every stone now. Sister, gotta lift up every stone now. Sister, gotta clear this field and build that wall. He was a prince of the county to the manor born. The sheets were bloody and dirty and torn. Nobody saw nothing, not out this way. And they probably won't until the judgment day. Every stone now, sister, gotta lift up. Every stone now, sister, gotta lift up. Every stone now, sister, gotta clear this field and build that wall. There was a mighty whispering down at the church about the son of the father of a woman got hurt. They were looking all over for somebody to pay. That's you and me, sister, now, every day. You gotta lift up every stone now, sister. Gotta lift up every stone now, sister. Lift up every stone now, sister. Gotta clear this field and build that wall. Well, the sun
bloody red. And when it's gone, somebody be dead. Don't you cry a tear for me, 'cause I did what I could just to be free, yeah.
Now somebody will hear that song and figure you're right out of the Pentecostal church, and I find out you're a Catholic kid. That doesn't compute
in Indianapolis, at all. On the north side of town, in the yeah.
See, when I hear you, I hear the swamp. So I looked up to see what bayou, what cotton field you're from, and I find it, it's Indianapolis.
It's Indianapolis, yeah. It is a bit of a cotton field and a bayou in certain ways. Maybe not physically, but...
It was Muddy Waters' pit stop on the way to Chicago.
That's right, yeah.
It's only...
Well, the south. Yeah, interestingly, the south side of Indianapolis is a lot of Southerners wound up there. That's as far north as they cared to come. And there's always been a music scene, Wes Montgomery, Jimmy Smith. There was a pretty healthy jazz scene in the 50s and 60s down on Indiana Avenue, which is where I first started playing. I was 15 years old, and there was a coffee house down there. And they had an open mic. Well, they didn't even have a mic. You just sat around on cushions, and whoever wanted to sing or read poetry, it was that kind of thing in those days, would do so. So I used to go down there and sing my little songs, I remember my mother actually came down and got me once, much to my horror. She actually waltzed in and, "You're too young to be in here." That kind of thing.
Well, it was pretty bold. I mean, you had no shyness about you at all.
Well, I was painfully shy, but I was compelled to sing and play. It was the weirdest damn thing. In fact, when I left Nashville in 75, 76, I went out on the road, really for the first time, with any regularity. And the first year, I sat on a chair when I performed, and I couldn't look at the audience. I was terrified to look at them. So I'd stare at my shoes and, try and sing my songs. And it was so painful that at the end of about a year, I was sitting in my hotel room one day, and I said, John, you got it. You got to either learn how to do this or go home, because it's killing you. And that night I had a gig, George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers. He opened the show, and in deference to me, I guess, he started his show sitting down and kind of toned it down. And after a couple of songs, you could see he just couldn't stand it anymore. And he kicked the chair out from under and got up and just proceeded to burn the house down, So he comes off the show, and I'm sitting backstage going, I'm going to die. And I didn't know what to do, and it occurred to me, well, if you got a chance in hell, you better stand up and take it like a man. So I actually had to borrow a strap from George. I didn't have a guitar strap. So I asked George if he had an extra guitar strap. Oh, yeah, I got one. So he gave me a guitar strap, and that was the first time I ever stood up and performed. And things went okay. I won't say that I pulled it off. Let's put it that way. So all of a sudden, I felt different about performing.
Singer-songwriter John Hiatt performing here in NPR Studios. His latest CD is Crossing Muddy Waters.